Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
I believe this is episode 91.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Orion.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, my name's Kyle. That's Orion.
I'm Orion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Orion.
Yes.
I am a psychic. I found out today that I'm a psychic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, see, okay. I don't know. Have you been reading the Twitter?
Yes, I have.
Have you been reading all the hilarious things I post to the Twitter?
Yes.
Like, have you seen my robot cop?
I did.
Picture. Okay.
Slow that down. That sounded like
robot.
Robot. Okay. Cop.
Yeah, Monday, yeah. I think, maybe yeah. Tuesday, I was at work and I was thinking about RoboCop,
mm-hmm.
like I do. And for some reason, like, it occurred to me to change the robo part to rowboat because they sound similar.
Yeah.
And I had a picture in my head of RoboCop rowing in a rowboat. And so I came home and I sketched it. I drew a little sketch of RoboCop in a rowboat rowing. And it says rowboat cop.
Yeah, that was great. Cracked me up.
And then today I watched, today's Friday. Yesterday there was a new episode of NBC's Community.
Community.
Thursdays on NBC, 8 p.m., 7 Central. and I watched it today. And one of the characters said rowboat cop. That was like one of the jokes.
Yeah.
And I
read about
that. Drew this and posted it on Tuesday, and the show came out on Thursday. I don't know.
Psychic powers.
I think I'm some kind of a psychic. But if I am a psychic, though, it's like one of those psychics who's like, you know, I have psychic powers, but I don't exactly know how to work them.
Yeah.
Like, I only know I did a psychic thing after the fact.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine everything I draw will come true, and even if it did, it comes true in some kind of weird way that's not useful to me to know ahead of time. Like, I can predict jokes on sitcoms. Do you hear this? Like, I hear a lot of mouth noise.
You're drinking water.
I guess, Kyle. But like, I feel like it sounds like I have pop rocks in my mouth.
It's not me.
I know it's not you.
It sounds, I don't know.
Okay, I didn't.
It's yummy sounding.
Do you not hear that?
I hear it.
Yeah, it's weird. It sounds like I have pop rocks in my mouth. I thought it was annoying last week when I was chewing gum.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, when you eat popcorn, you know, like 2 weeks go by and you find a kernel and you're like, oh, that's gross.
Maybe
you eaten any pop rocks in the past 4 weeks?
20 years? What is that?
I don't know. It's you.
Seriously.
Okay, moving on.
Okay. It's going to keep happening. I'm sure it is. I don't know if it's a setting.
You're
on
just
the
very
mic
wet
that
tonight.
I changed. Yeah.
Mm.
It's like a pop, though. It's like it keeps popping. Anyway, it's not entertaining for anyone. And I've completely lost my train of thought. How'd you feel about Mike being on the show last week?
He did very well. It was adorable.
Yeah.
Just adorable.
He's a cutie.
He's like, I was so nervous.
I'd touch his butt.
Yeah.
I thought he did really good because it was, you know, his first time on the show.
His first show.
Yeah. Not that we've had a lot of people on, but the tendency seems to be to get nervous and clam up and not know when to talk and not want to talk and give one word answers to everything. And he seemed to know when to jump in. And
I tried to give him pointers if he was ever to be on the show. And it doesn't help. It's experience. Yeah.
We
are professionals.
Well, he jumped right into it. Yeah, we are professionals. I do feel more professional now than I did when we started.
A little more relaxed.
Even though in certain ways, I think the first couple episodes we did were more professional than the ones we're doing now. Just because we actually like went through and edited them thought more about what we were going to say.
Yeah.
But I feel more comfortable now than I ever did back then. Like I was like, oh, I need to know what to say before I say it. And
plan everything. Yeah. That's not how life is.
No,
you
got to
loosen the tie.
Yeah, and this is
Take
the internet.
Yeah.
Nobody plans on the internet. So Mike did good, I think.
Yeah.
We kind of offended half left Gavin, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. On two counts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good. Orion just turned into a weird robot. Smack your mic for a second.
Hello, I'm back.
We were having problems with his mic before the show, too. This is like the fucking technical hour. Like,
that scared the shit out of me.
You can hear every sticky string of saliva in my mouth, and Orion's turning into a robot.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
What were we talking about? Gavin. Gavin Halfleft in the forums. He said, two counts, on one count, I don't know how truly offended he was.
Yeah.
But he, with the... English lady, mm-hmm. some British chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. British chicks seem to be just as attractive, you know, percentage wise as anywhere else. And he posted a picture of some of his female roommates. And I thought a couple of them were cute.
Yeah.
I'd bone them.
Yeah.
Let them know. I'd shag them.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
But have you seen the Swedish chicks? I don't know.
Are you saying Swedish chicks are hot? Like, by and large, there are more of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
More hot Swedish chicks.
Yeah.
And that means that there are like more than anywhere or more than Britain?
More than Britain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been? Because I've actually been.
No, I haven't.
I've been. And
so what do you have to say?
Yeah. It looked Michigan. The whole place looked like Michigan. Like the trees and just the atmosphere.
Death.
The people. The whole thing.
Gloomy.
It just looked like Michigan.
Gray skies.
It just looked like, you know, a place in the Midwest. Only it was kind of gloomy. Like more often.
Jesus, I'm fading again.
Yeah, there he goes again. I don't know what the deal is. We had no problem last week. Last week is when we should have had technical difficulties. I had three mics going on a two mic setup.
Can you hear me now, Kyle?
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I have to be heard.
If it does it again, maybe we should take a break and
we'll
see if we can figure it out. Maybe it's the cable. I could switch the cable.
We'll make a technical difficulties promo.
Oh, we should. Filler. I could put some like elevator music in there.
Yeah.
Please stand by.
Technical difficulties. Porno music.
Yeah, there's definitely something popping in my mouth.
Anyway,
that's a quote. Let's do a show.
Let's do a show.
Shall we?
Shall
we? Right. Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, I was mostly kidding. You know, I have nothing against British chicks.
Oh, about the British chicks, yeah.
I've never been, so I don't know. I just believe what I see on TV.
I assumed you were kidding when you said, come on, British chicks. And then you're like, ugly. And then I don't remember what I said, but I said something that kind of backed it up. Like, no, there are attractive British chicks, but they export them all. I thought it was pretty obvious I was kidding, too. So maybe, you know, maybe he was faux offended.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say. But the other count that he seemed to understand our point, but he seemed to think we didn't make it well, was in terms of the homos.
Yeah, the fags.
The gays, the gay wads.
Yeah.
Because I said something, and I was drunk by this point, I think.
Yeah.
But I meant what I said. I said something about how... the only thing about gay people that really annoys me are the really flamboyant ones. And what annoys me about that is that they seem to think that that's a part of being gay.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they have to be that way because they're gay, or like they are that way because they're gay. And it's not really the case, which is what I was trying to say. And I don't know if that's what came out.
That's what I got. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's just me.
But he seemed to not, I think his point was, you know, if I'm saying I hate, not hate, I don't hate them, but I find annoying flamboyantly gay people.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I think his point, what he said in the forums was like, well, that's just not liking annoying people. It doesn't really have anything to do with gay.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
That's
It's specifically the link that I don't like, that I find annoying.
Exactly.
And it's like perpetuated by those people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Anyway.
That's how I feel, yeah. And I think we've talked about that, but... I'm certain of it.
But I know of gay people who are not flamers. So I know that that's not, you know, that's not a part of it. It just that's when I was talking about like it being a code, like some kind of thing that they came up with to relate to each other.
Yeah, it's not a side effect of the disease. That's not what you were saying.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not a symptom of the disorder. Yeah.
It seems like, yeah.
I don't know how they're actually related.
They feel more... here I go again. That just sounds wrong. No, that's what's annoying about them. And I swear,
I also don't like it when they try to suck my dick.
But they're always looking at me.
Yeah.
But I've met straight guys that talk like that, and it's annoying. They think they're so funny.
Actually, this is, there's a guy.
I just don't like annoying people.
You, I think, would know who I was talking about, but I don't want to name names. But there was a guy used to work at the place you work when I worked there.
Yeah.
And everybody thought he was gay.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was gay. And he was a little, he wasn't a total flamer, but he was a little, you know, more effeminate and kind of spoke that way, you know.
Yes.
He wasn't, you know, I don't know, carrying pink flamingos around with him or anything. Whatever. Yeah. I can't think of a good example of an exaggerated
I know who
flamer.
Who you're talking about. Yeah.
But yeah, so he was a little femmy, and people were like, he's so gay. When is he going to come out of the closet?
Yeah.
And he kept saying he was straight. And then eventually he did come out of the closet. Yeah. And the whole time he was saying he was straight, every time somebody would say to me, he's so obviously gay, he's such a flamer,
yeah.
Why doesn't he just come out of the closet? I would say, he says he's straight,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
How's that make him the flamer?
That's the thing. Like, I understand why you would say he's so obviously gay, but he's telling you he's not. So how shitty is that?
Yeah.
That you is. Know, like if I, what if, is, what if, I just kept telling you you were gay.
Yeah.
And I was serious. Just, and I was just like, no, you are gay. Just fucking admit it. You are gay. And you're like, I'm not. And I just keep telling you. Like, I just keep insisting. How fucking annoying would that be?
Very, yeah.
And it's even and it's worse if you know I'm saying it, but I'm saying it to everybody else, yeah. And I'm not saying it to you.
That's horrible, yeah.
So I felt bad every time somebody did that. And then it turns out he actually is gay. And I'm like, well, I give up.
You could,
I don't know.
It could have gone, yeah. Because I've known this one guy, just very feminine speaking, but it doesn't help that he is very intelligent. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's a fag. He sounds intelligent. Yeah.
Why are you talking like a fag?
He's intelligent, but he does have the lisp.
Yeah.
And it's almost nerdy, but it comes across as like, is he gay?
Yeah.
And I feel bad. And I know he's not. I know. But most people he runs into are like, dude, he's in the closet. He's got a lisp.
Yeah.
Faggot. Yeah, it's not fair. Eh. It's not fair.
Fucking gays, man. Fucking gays. Bane of my existence. Just so, nuke the
homos. I
hope
Gavin gets the point now.
I think he just thought that what we were actually saying, the words coming out of our mouths,
yeah.
made us sound like weird rednecks or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do that. I'm very blunt, mm-hmm. and I sometimes I say things I don't even mean just because I think they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
good. Oh, and speaking of gays, P. Shu is in love with Neil Patrick Harris.
I read that. Yeah.
Jesus. You know, he's a cutie.
He's not.
You don't like Neil Patrick Harris?
Nope,
Doogie Howser?
Hey, I'd have a beer with him, but I wouldn't take him back to my place like Paul would.
No?
Yeah.
I'd take Paul back to my place. And Neil Patrick Harris. Threesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That'd be...
Just combing through Paul's ass hair.
Paul is a manly gay, yeah.
It'd be like...
if he were gay.
It'd be like having two extremes, because I imagine Neil Patrick Harris is hairless.
Yeah.
Patrick Hairless. But yeah. Paul, I know, has a hairy ass, because we've discussed it, because that's just the kind of show this is.
Yeah.
It'd be like, I got my hairy bear man over here, and then my femmy, you know, little gay guy over here.
The best of both worlds, mm-hmm. yeah.
A little chocolate, a little vanilla. You know, so what's been up with you this week?
My birthday.
Yes, exactly. It is now Orion's birthday month.
Yes,
I know
it's
not fair. You know, it's my birthday month. Everybody has to donate. It's mandatory. Now it's Orion's birthday month. Oh, we got to donate this month too. Oh,
so
Jesus.
Close in proximity. Yes.
But, that's the way the crumbly cookles. So
it is.
Yeah, my birthday. Orion's birthday month. Orion's birthday was
on November 3rd.
How'd that go for you?
Ooh, I had the party the night before.
Yeah,
and it was going good. Showed up. Friends were there, showing up slowly. They were by.
I wasn't there because we're not friends.
You couldn't make it, and that's fine.
Actually, I probably could have made it. I didn't go because of my stupid sleep schedule, and it was on a Tuesday night.
Not to go too far off track, but a lot of people came up to me later, and they're like, "I'm so sorry, I didn't make it." Like it's. Like I'm gonna guilt trip them. Sorry.
It sucks though. You know, you plan a birthday thing.
I don't give a shit. Like we're just hanging out. If you can't make it, shit. I understand.
I've tried to plan things for my birthday before, and like nobody shows up.
Yeah.
And that sucks. You know. And that's why they're apologizing to you because like
I get it.
You know, they didn't show up.
But I just don't want them to feel bad. Anyway, so I show up. It's a slow night. It's a Tuesday night, the day before my birthday, the night before, and there's no music playing. It's dead. There's mm-hmm. nobody really there, like that's not with my group. And we're all just kind of chatting like this, like real quiet.
It's like
what's going on?
Book club.
Yeah. And they're like, I can tell people are like, man, you throw good parties. You know, it's usually, and I'm like, oh, just wait. People are showing up. It's still early. But it was getting kind of boring, and people put money in the jukebox, but it was playing real low because it was a slow night and they don't want to. It's just how they
That's
work.
That's shitty because the people behind the bar in this particular bar have like a remote for the jukebox.
Yeah.
They can turn it up and down whenever they want. And so they're turning it down on purpose. Like, why is it even on then?
Yeah.
Just fucking. Okay, anyway.
But people are showing up. They're buying me shots, and I'm trying to explain myself. You know, it's early. It's been like 15 minutes since it started, you know? And there's shots lined up on the table, and I'm just drinking my beer, and I'm like, people, do you understand the science of this? If I slam all of these, the night will be over. They're like, don't be such a pusher.
Yeah.
Down them. Come on. They're getting warm.
People are weird with their drinks. Like, especially on like a birthday where everybody wants to buy you a shot or whatever.
Yeah.
But people are weird about that anyway. Like, why is it better if I drink it faster?
Yeah.
It just means the night will be over
sooner.
They
just want me fucked up and they want to make fun of me, I guess.
But you know, you're going to have to take care of me at that point.
Exactly.
I'm not going to be any fun when you're like wiping puke off of me.
And they don't think of that. That's my... So anyway, more people are showing up and I'm like, how's it going? You know, go get a drink. And they come back. Oh, I got you a shot. And they're lining up.
Yeah.
And people are just haggling me.
Haggling. They're trying to barter or bargain with you? Like
haggling?
Haggling. That's like trying to get you to lower the price.
Oh, sorry.
They're nagging you?
They're nagging me.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, they're just bitching about me not taking the shot. So I'm like, well, I guess you want to end the night early. I'll see you guys later. So I down all the shots and I black out in 10 minutes. And
it's like time traveling.
What sucks is I woke up the next day and I have to hear like an hour's worth of, do you remember doing this?
Oh, God.
Do you remember doing this or saying this to someone? No, I don't fucking remember. Jesus.
Don't remember
stop telling
anything.
Me. What did I do? Oh, God. I have to apologize to that person now.
Yeah.
But apparently, I was molesting people and saying bullshit. And I tried to start a fight, though in my head, it was a play fight because it was with that friend that I met. By fighting him.
Oh, yeah. The guy that whose tooth you knocked out and
he
then
was
ate.
There. Yeah. We're good buddies.
Yeah.
But after I blacked out, he suggested something like we should, you know, like old times, let's do it again. You know, I'm like, fuck yeah.
What, the fight club thing you guys did?
Yeah.
Okay. Quickly retell the story.
Okay.
Because it's been so long since we talked about it.
Way back at one of Kyle's ex-girlfriend's parties, I met this fellow. I won't name him, I guess. But
It was a big outdoor pool party kind of thing.
Super drunk. And we were talking, but we got to know each other because we were playing. We decided to do the fight club thing. Like, you just hit me, dude. Just hit me. Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. So he hits me and I hit him. We go back and forth, but eventually I hit him so hard I bust his tooth or I crack it. And he spits it out with the blood on his hand. And he's like, oh, shit, look what you did. And I pick it up out of his hand and I eat it and I swallow it. And I'm like, and I grab his hand like a bro and I say, now we are one.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah.
So that's the guy.
We were going to reenact, like a fight thing at the bar, though.
Because it worked out so well the first time.
It did, yeah. So everybody's holding me back and had to, I don't know what he did.
You said you weren't going to name
him. We
got to
bleep that out. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to? Okay.
You have to. Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that down so I don't forget.
For his sake. I'm sorry. But he went away, and the whole time, apparently, I was like, Where is he? I gotta fight him. But they don't know. Like, we were gonna just kind of, it was a playful thing, but people thought I was pissed at him.
Right.
Like, he did something wrong, and I just went sour. And people showed up much later, and I don't even remember them being there. And they couldn't even talk to me because I was just so out of it. It was a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. I've sort of been there. I haven't.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, I can't fully relate because you function for so much longer blacked out than I do. When I'm blacked out, I'm you know, it's like 15 minutes till bed for me.
Yeah.
And you can go for like hours blacked out.
Yeah.
So you have longer periods of time that you don't remember that people are telling you about.
Yeah. Hours.
Yeah.
And all the while, people are feeding me shots. I don't know if you've seen the photos, but...
A few of them.
There's a few where I look like I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm wasted, but somebody puts a shot in my hand, and I and then the next photo is like, oh, you know what this is going to do to me, right?
Right.
You know. In it. But it was a disaster because I told everybody, I warned them, you know, I want to remember this. I want to have fun. They're like, no, take the shots.
Yeah,
and
well.
I warned them, you know, I said.
It was your party and you could not take shots if you wanted to.
Yeah, but how douchey is that?
Well, you could just keep them all.
They spent money on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're going to go bad sitting there. You could just keep them all and then you could do them, but slow down.
Can I get a, like, paper cup I can put all these in and, like, take them home and do them later?
Yeah. No, I mean, at the bar, but you don't have to do it every time it hits you. Like, here are five shots. Oh, I guess I got to do them all right now.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you still would have ended up blackout drunk by the end of the night, but you could have had more...
Yeah.
Non-blacked out time.
Yeah. And there was a...
However, that's like that's pretty hypocritical of me to say, because if all those shots were in front of me, they would have been down my throat immediately.
You know it.
Yeah.
It's just so wrong, yeah. But it went... everybody had a good time. I heard that was the
that's
plus.
Good. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah, I missed it because I have been trying to adjust my sleep schedule, going to bed at 10 and getting up at 6.
Yeah.
Plus, I had to work the next day anyway.
Work the next day.
So I was already tired and I had to work the next day. And I knew
I just knew
if I came out, I was going to get wasted and I wasn't going to make it to work the next day.
Exactly. That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Plus, I had just been to the bar for, what do you call it, Devil's Night? The night before Halloween?
Devil's Night. Yeah.
We went to the bar that night too. And that was an experience.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man.
For one thing, there was a cover charge that nobody knew about.
That's always great. We all planned, this big group, we all planned to go to this one place, the same bar. And there's years prior.
Yeah, we've gone before.
Yeah. There's no cover charge. It's a fucking restaurant bar.
Okay, well, first of all, when I showed up, I was really confused because there was a big, like the way it works is there's a restaurant upstairs and a bar downstairs.
Yeah.
And you walk in like the door and you go left for the restaurant and you go, and then there's stairs that are straight ahead. You go down for the bar. And right in front of the stairs, there was a big sign that said like, Grand Rapids Sports something or other private party.
Yes.
And I'm like, did they reserve the whole place? Am I not even going to be able to get in?
Yeah.
I swear I saw my friend's car outside. They got to be here.
Yeah.
And I go down the stairs and there are a bunch of people in costumes and this guy in like a firefighter costume or a construction worker or something.
Yeah.
He stops me and he says, hey, there's a cover charge, $5. And I'm looking around trying to see if I recognize anybody and I don't. And I'm still confused. Like, I don't know if I'm in, like, did this get canceled and I didn't know about it? Are they not here? Because I'm not seeing anybody I know. And so should I? And he's like, cover charge, $5. And I don't have any cash because I don't carry cash
anymore. Who carries cash? Jesus.
If I had known there was a cover charge of $5, I would have had cash. But yeah, I don't carry cash. So I had to do this roundabout thing where they charged me for my, they let me order a drink. And then I had to put the $5 cover charge on the tip.
I see.
That's the only way they could charge me for it. Really weird, but I put it on my card.
Okay.
But so I'm in the bar. I paid my cover charge. I got a drink and I don't know if anybody else is coming. Like, I don't know if like he had, that's another thing. He asked me if I was on the list and that confused me more because I'm like, am I on the list? If you're on the list, you don't have to pay the cover charge. So this is a private party. Am I not supposed to be here?
Shit.
Like, I don't see anybody I recognize. Did they all leave because they're smarter than me and they figured it out? What am I doing? Eventually, though, kind of anticlimactic, I did find some people I knew. And then you guys showed up.
Yeah.
I think you were there before me, but you were out. Well, you take that part.
I tried to warn you because I got a call from a friend that warned us like, hey, there's a cover charge. Just so you know, it's only $5. No big deal. We're in.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Private party, they mentioned. Okay, whatever. So we go down. We tried to use the card, and they're like, cash only. Fuck.
They said that?
Yeah, so we had to go to
That's weird. Were you talking to the same guy?
Yeah,
the construction worker. Was he a firefighter?
He was a firefighter.
Whatever, it's the same guy.
Yeah. But we went.
I knew he had a helmet and weird, like, bright, shiny things.
Yeah. We had to go to the fucking ATM, and we had plenty of money, but the ATM wouldn't, like, give us the money.
Mm.
So we had to, like, what's going on? Call our accounts. It's all good. And eventually, we got the money went back down and you were already there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tried to call and warn you ahead of time, but you were already there.
I was gone.
But
yeah.
But it was
that was fun. I had fun.
It was fun, yeah. It turned this like dingy, you know, just restaurant bar into like a club, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was like
kind of. And there were lots of Halloween decorations, and one of them once I was pretty good and trashed, I found this, I don't know if, I guess I left it at the bar, but I'm surprised I didn't steal it.
Yeah.
I found this little like squishy rubber skull that you know those like, it's supposed to be gross, like fake organ kind of toys, and you squeeze them and like a bubble kind of comes out.
Yeah,
it's like got liquid in it. It's supposed to be all gross.
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of those, but it was this little skull. And I vaguely remember making it kiss everyone. Like I was putting it on their faces and going, mwah, mwah, mwah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's like you go to the Halloween store and you get accessories. You go to the accessories area and they have like mini rubber hands or rubber body parts.
It was a skull, but it was like a creepy gothic testicle that I was.
It was too small for people to kind of get it right away.
And they're it didn't have like a hook or a loop or anything on it that you could hang it by.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was for. if it was supposed to be a ball, just, like you're supposed to play a game with it, like play catch with it. I don't know.
Set it down. Hey, check it out. Ooh, that's creepy.
I don't even know where I found it. I just know that I was carrying it at one point.
Yeah,
and I think I got kind of grabby with people. And
hey, it happens.
Yeah,
I got that way on my birthday. So
I never know if I should be embarrassed or not. I think I usually am. That's kind of my default state. The
next
day,
you got grabby or huggy? Because
like, not grabby. Like, oh, I'm grabbing tits.
Okay,
because I don't even do that. So like, you know, in a sexual situation, really,
just, you know, putting your arm around people and kind of bringing
just
them
touchy feely. You know, yeah,
like, everybody is that way when they're
I was fucking making a skull kiss people. You know, I wouldn't do that sober.
Everybody's at that.
State
at that point in the night.
Apparently, I put your girlfriend Aldi was dressed up as a devil, and she was carrying a pitchfork. And I only know this because there's photographic evidence of it, but I apparently put the end of the pitchfork in my mouth, and so did everybody else.
Yeah, the same prong. There's three prongs, and
the one in the middle.
The one in the middle. Everybody was sucking on it. Some point.
Yeah. Yep.
What the fuck?
I don't know why. It just looks so delicious. That's I don't even remember doing it, but I saw that picture and your comment about how everybody was doing it. And so we've all got the same herpes now.
Yeah, apparently. God damn.
You were dressed as...
I found this mask.
Yeah, and let's talk about this mask.
Everybody, they're like, oh, it's creepy. It's very good. When I walked by it, I said, I have to have this because it reminded me of blackface.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw it.
Like, a lot of people didn't get that.
Our friend John and I were sitting there, like you were kind of off in the distance sort of, and we were watching you walk around and we were talking about, like, do you think he knows? Because that looks...
Oh, yeah.
It was... imagine like a cartoon of a black person, like a racist blackface type cartoon of a black person, but inverted.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like white.
Instead of all black with the white lips, it was all white with the black lips.
Yes, and it did look like a weird old racist piece of propaganda. Where did you get that? Was it a Halloween mask at a Halloween store?
Yeah, the local Halloween shop. Yeah,
that we had
set up. And I was surprised nobody bought that as well, but I laughed when I went to pay for it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great because I had thought about painting myself blackface, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh... that'll be too obvious. Somebody's going to beat my ass.
Right.
There'll be one black guy that's like, oh, I get it.
But if I wear none of the other black guys would get it.
You never know.
There'd be one guy, one black guy that's smart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 1 out of 10 is human.
So don't paint the face. Get the mask.
Right.
It's debatable.
Yeah, I'm just wearing a mask,
plus,
buddy.
You got a crazy wig to go with it that didn't really look like black people hair, so...
Yeah, it was the greatest cover ever.
Yeah, covert racism.
I knew exactly, I'm glad you guys were talking about that, because I'd bring that up, and everybody's like, I don't get it. I just thought it was creepy. But you and John apparently were the only ones.
Yeah, I guess we were... I don't know if that says good things about me or bad things.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know, like, oh.
Who couldn't?
Oh. I'm so innocent, I don't recognize the racist iconography. But me, first thing I thought when I saw that mask was,
whoa,
that is a jigaboo. Yeah. So that's a great mask. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. I didn't dress as anything.
Yeah.
I didn't even do the thing where I went and got a...
A shirt that said, I don't do costumes.
Or like a makeup kit and just like put stupid makeup on my face. That's what I was possibly going to do. Yeah. I didn't do shit. I just showed up.
Yeah.
And nobody gave me any shit for it, which is surprising. Because people like to do that. Like any kind of bandwagon jumping holiday, people get... Like St. Patrick's Day, you're not wearing green. Shut the fuck up. You're an annoying piece of shit.
I was almost there, yeah. St. Patrick's Day, okay, whatever. But
I get that Halloween is a much bigger deal, the costume thing.
Like you're paying
But it also wasn't Halloween, and I wasn't intending to go to a Halloween party.
That's true. Oh, I'm fading out.
You're fading out. Okay, I think we should take a quick break anyway, because I think I have to pee like a woman.
Sounds good.
All right.
We are having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I think we got this figured out. We swapped out Orion's mic cable, and it seems to be okay now.
Yeah, should be okay.
Yeah. And I think we're done talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
So now we will move on to Twitter. I posted on the Twitter, like I have been doing lately. Hey, anybody got anything they want us to talk about or any questions or whatever? And I got kind of one and a half.
One and a half.
Well, sort of.
Okay.
Gavin, half left. Cool. He says... I am selfish and have few archaic morals. What are your thoughts on having your cake and eating it too in regards to relationships?
Hmm.
What does that mean to you? Because I had to ask a follow-up question.
Oh, that could mean many things. I have no idea.
My initial thought was open relationships. Having your cake and eating it too and not really having morals. What did you think?
Lots of things. Not that though. Keep going.
Okay. Well, then the next tweet I got was actually from our friend Devin. And he says he's still down for hearing the rap.
Oh, shit.
And, dude, I don't know if that's ever coming out. I haven't touched it. I kind of just want to pretend it didn't happen. Even though, you know, we were supposed to be rewarded with a donation if we finished it. I don't even know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
And then he says... Afraid that my suggestions are, and then in parentheses, admittedly, lame or, and then I think he used something, twit longer. So he wanted to make a tweet that was longer than a tweet. So now I have to click a link to read the rest of it. Afraid that my suggestions are admittedly lame or like most others denied because they aren't of much interest. Well, you didn't have a suggestion, so I can't deny it.
Yeah.
So telling me you didn't have a suggestion is lame.
Yeah.
Anyway. So then I asked Gavin what he meant. I said, like, do you mean like an open relationship?
Yeah.
And he says, I mean like being the bit on the side of the person already in a relationship, whether his or her partner's knows or not.
Ooh.
So like getting involved with the married lady or just a lady that's involved or yeah. So what are our thoughts on that?
Ooh.
It's a tricky one for me.
Yeah.
Because without getting too specific, there have been times where I've been wasted and gotten involved with people I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And I've always felt really horrible about it the next day, but like I don't give a fuck when I'm wasted.
Yeah.
It's a real problem.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, basically. Like there are people who say it's bullshit, you know, to blame things on being drunk, you know.
Exactly.
You don't Dude, I get drunk and I don't do things I wouldn't normally do. Well, then you're fucking Superman. Because I might be doing things that I would normally want to do, at least on some level, but they are things I would not normally do.
Yeah.
I would not normally bone somebody who's involved. But
exactly.
When I'm wasted, if they're willing, that's good enough. I mean, I'd fuck them in front of their whole family. Kids, fuck it. You know?
If you're wasted, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So...
My thoughts, I wouldn't even go near, yeah.
Well, to kind of wrap up what I was saying, my thoughts on the subject are I don't like it, and I wouldn't want to do it.
Bad news.
However, my actions on the subject sometimes occasionally have been the opposite.
Yeah.
And like I said, I always feel bad about it afterwards. So I wouldn't recommend it unless you really just don't feel bad about it. I guess he says, you know, he's saying he's selfish and doesn't really care. So, I mean, I get that, I guess. Selfish. I guess it depends. I guess it depends on how you feel about the partner you're not boning.
I guess.
And I think it kind of does depend on whether the person knows or not. If they know and they're okay with it, then it's okay.
Obviously.
If they know and they're not okay with it, I don't know if that might actually be worse than if they just don't know.
That is worse.
You know, because...
But if they're a total dick and you feel like...
Yeah, if they're an asshole and you don't like them anyway.
Yeah. I still wouldn't go near it. No way.
I don't recommend it. It's nothing but trouble because eventually, even if the other person is okay with it, there's still the very real possibility that somehow, somewhere down the line, this is going to cause you problems.
Exactly.
Somebody, a lot of times I think in open relationships, I think an open relationship can totally work, but I think a lot of times one person's more into the openness than the other person.
Yeah.
And they, for the sake of their relationship, will pretend to be more open than they really are. And then somewhere down the line, all these bottled up feelings burst out and it's like, why are you always fucking all those ladies?
Yeah.
But you said. Yeah. So I think it's best to just stay away from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's got to suck. And it's going to suck because that always comes back to bite you in the ass. It will.
I wonder if he's speaking from experience or if this was just something that was on his mind.
I'm curious.
Yeah. So he did tell us that he has class. Or no, was it class? Standards? Standards.
No, standards. Standards. That's right.
Same thing, basically.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give an update on that because last week we said we don't know. He has standards. He does.
Well, good. Because when you're wasted, that goes out the window.
Standards go down. Yeah. I don't know if they go completely. Well, they go pretty close to completely out the window. It depends on how drunk you are. I mean, I don't know if I would.
It depends on everything. Yeah. Your emotional state, what you've been through, all that shit. Sometimes you don't give a fuck.
I think the line when I'm wasted might be dudes.
no vagina? I'm not that drunk.
Yeah.
But anything else.
Whatevs.
This isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. And I need to only get drunk alone. I need to quarantine myself. I put up fences, baby gates, but big ones, so that I can interact with people, but only through the gate.
Woo, good party, huh? Yeah. Hey, Kyle, you want to come out?
No, don't let me out. I'll fuck all of you.
I was thinking the same thing for my party. I should have done this in a cage.
Yeah, just put a leash around your neck and chain it to a post so you just can't get away from it. I can be in the room just... or some kind of chastity belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. And that's all the Twitter stuff because nobody.
Well, back to Devin and the lame shit.
We get
so many voicemails about stupid shit, but it's worth talking about, having a good time.
I think what he's referring to is, there have been a lot of times when we're call in or write in or whatever. And somebody writes in or calls in and they say something like, hey, how about them wind turbines?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I appreciate it. But what am I going to say about wind turbines? Hey, how do you guys feel about power lines? I don't know. They're there and I'm glad that I have power. I'm not mad at you and I appreciate the effort, but I feel like you should be able to tell when a subject is something that is discussable and when it isn't.
Yeah.
Man, I'd really like to get your opinion on tables. Oh, don't get me started. There's coffee tables, dinner tables, fucking office, desk table things. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Times tables.
I don't want to limit anybody, but if anyone has a very serious issue, to be discussed, if they could just call in early so I have some forewarning to not drink a few beers, before we get into this.
Oh, I see.
That would be helpful.
Well,
because I don't want to sound like an ass.
You say fairly frequently on the show, not that frequently, but frequently enough that, oh, man, I shouldn't have, had these beers because now I want to, Why do you keep bringing beers?
I'm chilling, man.
I keep thinking, I'm not going to have to talk about things on this talk show.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with you. In fact, it's kind of funnier when you're a little drunk and trying to discuss something serious. But yeah,
like, it's always stupid shit. And yeah, it gives me a laugh.
I guess I get it because I listened back to last week's episode.
Yeah.
And I dug it. I thought it was a pretty good episode, and I was surprised at how good it came out. However, I could tell that I was getting progressively more drunk towards the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And I was annoying myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to me at all.
I get it, you know.
You get a little loosey-goosey, but you were drinking vodka, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I did a bunch of shots. Yeah. And there's no carbs, I'm telling you. Oh, speaking of no carbs, well, yeah, not directly related, but I'm still not smoking.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. I'm a fucking god.
Every week I'm going to be like, so amazing. Yeah, but really, Kyle.
Shit. I actually feel like I've given enough updates now. Like, I should just stop. Like, I'll let you know if I start smoking again.
Yeah. But have you been craving at all? Like,
no.
You're out drinking with us, and puffing on my e-cigarette like an asshole
at
the bar.
I thought that I was going to get wasted and go buy a pack.
Just go buy a pack.
Because, you know, fuck it, I'm whatever. I only have one life to live. You know, why not? So I thought I was going to get wasted, and then because the gas station is right there, I could just wander across the parking lot and get a pack of smokes. And I didn't. And I really, the cravings are kind of gone.
Good, good.
Like, it was really just like the first 2 days were bad. Yeah. And then after that, you know, it got progressively better, but like a lot better on like the third day.
It seems like you're feeling better without than with. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, I'm definitely feeling better. And I don't know what to attribute that to exactly.
Yeah.
There's a, there was an issue that I considered discussing that we
just
briefly talked about. Well, okay.
Fuck it, Kyle. You said yourself no censorship.
It's not censorship. It's,
I know.
Don't hold
anything back.
All right. For a few weeks, I don't know how many now, my sense of time has always been fucked up, but for a few weeks, I was taking illicit antidepressants.
Yeah.
They're prescription drugs that were not prescribed for me. And I will not inform the public as to how I got a hold of them, but I was taking them.
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure if they helped. Because like that, you know, I did the show where I'm basically like, I feel horrible and I can't not talk about it anymore. Now I have to whine about it like a bitch. Then I pretty much almost immediately got on these antidepressants. But I also had right around that same time decided to make all these changes in my life. And I don't know for sure if the antidepressants did it or if they helped or, you know, cause like they shouldn't have been working yet when I first started to make the turn.
Yeah.
But I felt great lately and now I'm off them cause I ran out. And I think that the way they work from what I read, if anything, I should feel worse than I did when I started them. Like I should have crashed after going off of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I feel just as good as I did when I was on them. So I don't think it was them, but I do know that they were doing something. And I mentioned this to you before the show, but I didn't tell you what because I thought it would be more entertaining or interesting for you to hear it for the first time on the show. There was a side effect.
And what was really?
I'm pretty positive it's not a placebo side effect.
Okay, because I'm weary of that.
It was a sexual side effect.
Man, this is going to be great. Continue.
I had no problem getting boners, which is nice. However, my libido was a lot lower, my sex drive. I didn't care about it as much. Yeah. However, when I got it in my mind, I had no problem getting a boner.
Yeah.
But it was difficult to finish. Like, it took a long time.
Really?
Yeah, and like a lot of effort, which actually, in a way,
is
for me,
kind of a good
it's
thing.
Kind of a positive side effect. So I almost just want to get more of them. You know, like I could use a little stamina.
Yeah.
So it was weird. And now that I'm off them again, it's back to normal.
Yeah.
However, another interesting side effect while I'm being gross, hi, mom, is that now that I'm off them again, it's back to normal in terms of the timing, but it's better. And I don't know if that's because, like, is it worse when you're depressed?
Hmm.
Like, was I seriously having some issues and, like, it was so bad it was making orgasms no fun?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I'm almost there, but I don't care.
Yeah, kind of. Like, it was enjoyable before, but it's better now. That's weird.
That is weird. That's a study I'm not familiar with. Yeah. If it's been done. Yeah.
So basically,
depression affecting orgasms.
I need more illegal drugs. And then, you know, ladies, I'm maybe, single.
Yeah.
I can go for days.
Days, yeah.
Just pop incredible. A couple Cialis or whatever.
Well, I want some of this, so.
Yeah.
We'll both.
fucking snorting them, doing bumps.
Going out to the bar.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Hey. Boners the whole
take
time.
Take my ring off.
However, like I said, it did reduce the sex drive as well, which maybe you could use.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I just thought that was interesting.
That is, yeah.
And kind of gross.
Fair. No, no.
I feel weird talking about that. But
everybody does it.
Yeah.
So. Even moms. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I know. Unfortunately, I know. I told the story about the time. Maybe she didn't hear that episode. I assume she did. But I told the story about the time my sister found my mom's vibrator, which was like a neon pink penis.
Yeah. That's totally fine.
Found it in my mom's room, took it downstairs into the living room, played with it for a little while, presumably not played with it, but played with it like a toy, and then left it on the floor. And then my mom came home and found it, and I just pretended I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I didn't see nothing. But yeah, so I'm aware that moms do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what? To make myself feel better after that, after thinking about my mom masturbating,
yeah.
I have a video that I want to play for us. Nobody else will be able to really tell what's going on, so I have to describe it, but I will post it in the forums. But it's just to bring my spirits back up. It is called Babies Eating Lemons for the First Time.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Christ. Now, this is fantastic. Okay. I can't fucking turn it around so you can see it. There we go. Okay. It starts out a little lame, but it's babies making crazy faces because they're eating sour lemons. Okay. Some of these are really ugly babies, too. But it gets better. Oh, oh. I like it when they kind of spasm. Like, oh, that one, yeah. Oh. Like they're getting electrocuted. Now that's an ugly baby.
They're being electrocuted.
That's a lime. It's false advertising.
What a pussy.
Asian baby. Whoa. It's so great. I've already seen this now, so it's not as funny, but I was dying earlier watching these babies eating lemons. Just the faces. Whoa. I wonder, this is kind of cruel. Do parents do this on purpose so they can catch a video of their kids, like, look at that.
Jesus.
That's kind of like Baby Orion. A little redhead.
Yeah, the red hair.
That was really red like you were when you were a kid, though.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting this enjoyment. Like, it's... Like, kids are so fucking happy all the time. It's like, finally, life kicks them in the ass.
Fuck you, kid. Oh, delayed reaction on that kid. It is like they're being electrocuted.
Jolt. Jolt.
Yeah.
I do not like this.
They can't take it. You know what would be even better? To mace a baby. Just pepper spray a baby right in the face. How great would that be?
On Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. Yeah. Or to drop a baby in acid. That might be a little too extreme.
Or give a baby acid.
Oh, all right. Man. So I kind of feel better now.
All right. You
know. Man, I am, I'm out of Twitter stuff.
Yeah.
We got an email from our buddy Gary.
Yes.
He sent us an email that said, I'm a few episodes behind. I don't know if you folks have seen this yet. And then he posted a link to a video called Euthanized Dog Comes Back to Life.
I had not seen this.
Now, yeah. Gary is he a vet tech now?
He's a vet tech.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, yes.
He's a tech vet.
I asked
tech.
Him, yeah.
After euthanasia, we always listen to the animal with a stethoscope to make sure the heart stops beating. Euthanasia is basically just an overdose of anesthetics, so this story is very possible. Not my clinic. So this is a story, a news story, about a dog that was euthanized and it didn't take.
It is an amazing story, Stephen, but it's also so sad and bizarre. This dog was taken to the vet. They thought they were putting her down, but then she came back to life. She is alive now. She's in that garage just behind me, but now the family might have to go through this all over again.
I watched her basically die in front of my eyes, you know, at least I thought she was, and now I gotta go through it again? I mean, come on, man.
Matt Olivares had to do what every animal owner dreads. He had to put his dog to sleep.
I always feel weird about that.
What's that? Specifically.
I had to put the dog to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, we're not allowed to do that to human beings.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's exactly the same thing, but it's just weird, you know, like, I had to put, like, we had a cat when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Cat had a bladder infection. Not the easiest thing in the world to fix, but totally fixable. And my mom had it put down because we couldn't afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the time, I was mad at her. I'm not mad at her now. It's just weird, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's like throwing something out because it's broken. You know, like
I've always felt that way. Yeah,
it doesn't work anymore, so yeah. We'll just toss it.
I feel that way with like the place I live. We're not supposed to have animals,
yeah.
But if you do and they catch us, it's like, well, get rid of them or else you're evicted.
Right.
They're fucking family. Like, I'm attached to this. It's not a piece of fucking trash. I just get giggles out of, you know, watching it be a retard.
Right.
I'm attached to it. You know, it's anyway.
It's just weird to me how quick we are to euthanize our pets.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, whereas with a person,
Certain people.
I said, we're not even allowed to. And depending on who you're talking to, it's incredible to think that anybody would even consider putting a human being down, no matter how much they're suffering. But with an animal, we're like, yeah, all right, broken leg, fuck it.
Yeah.
Put it down. Anyway.
Obviously, she's in a lot of pain. If you sit next to her, you hear her whining a lot, you know.
This is Matt's dog, Mia. The 10-year-old Rottweiler can barely get up because of spinal problems. This past weekend, Matt and his vet decided it was time to put Mia down.
Just for the record, I do understand, though, why a person would do it. Like, I'm not condemning this guy.
Yeah.
Like, his poor dog can barely get up and is in pain all the time.
Yes, yeah.
I do get it. It's just a weird thing to me.
She's suffering, you know what I mean? So I took her to go see what's wrong with her, and the vet suggested she be put to sleep.
Matt brought what he thought was Mia's lifeless body back home to bury her. But the next morning, Matt couldn't believe his eyes.
When I came home from work, you know, I was like, she was sitting right there, you know, in front of her bowl of food. All I know is that when they injected her twice, and she went to sleep, and they said, that's it, she passed.
How fucked up is that?
That is.
You bring a dead dog home.
Yeah.
You know, and you've gone through your whole, like, not the whole, but you've gone through, like, your little grieving process. You've made your peace with the fact that your dog is dead. You're going to bring it home and maybe have a little burial, like, little mock funeral service in the backyard for your kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you come back, like, to it the next day, and the dog's alive.
Yeah.
Still in pain.
Yeah.
But the dog's alive. And it breaks my heart just to think about it, because, like, you know, you were trying to do a nice thing for the dog, kind of, but you were killing the dog. So
yeah.
It's like, you got to have these mixed feelings about it. Like,
I'm doing
the right thing, but I really don't want to. And then you see that face the next day, like, I survived. And now you got to go do it again.
Yeah.
Now,
you didn't feel like shit before.
This time I got to kill you harder.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. That sucks. Especially because this guy, I don't know if he's mentioned it yet, but he has little kids. And if the little kids knew what was happening, mm-hmm. knew he took the dog in, you know, they were sad. They might even be mad at him. I can't believe you're going to do this, Dad, because they don't understand. They're too young.
Yeah.
It happens. Maybe they start to make their peace with it.
Yeah.
And then the next day they see the dog, by some miracle, is still alive. They're going to be so fucked up by the fact that he has to go do it again.
I can relate. Oh, yeah.
Like, not only were you going to murder our dog, when it didn't work, you did it again.
Yeah.
When the dog rose from the dead, you did it again. Dad, I hate you. Man.
A blanket wrapped her up, I took her home. And I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do with her. And the next morning I came back, she was wide awake.
And now Matt is faced with an awful decision. Does he take Mia back to the vet and watch his dog go down again?
No, what if I would have buried my dog alive? What if I would have cremated? You know, she would have got burned alive. You know, that's...
What he says, like, what if I got her cremated? What if I buried her alive?
Yeah.
Depending on how you were going to bury her, burying her alive, I think would be worse, because she's out. Like, she was apparently close enough to death
yeah.
that the vet techs or whatever, the veterinarian thought that it was the dog was dead.
Yeah.
So it was close enough that, like, if you threw the dog into a furnace, it probably wouldn't have, you know.
Yeah, those furnaces, man.
Yeah.
The temperatures, you wouldn't.
Whereas burying it alive, it could maybe survive long enough to wake up and then suffocate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which so I think that would actually be worse. But actually, probably either way, it probably would have just killed the dog and it wouldn't have been that big a deal. But I get his point, though.
Yeah.
Animal cruelty, you know, like all type of stuff. Like I explain that to my kids. How am I gonna explain to my kids? I gotta kill Mia twice. I gotta kill her again. Like my kids are 8 and 9 years old. I mean, this she's a family dog.
And Mia is back, as I said, in that garage resting. She has a hard time with visitors. She gets pretty upset when people are around her because she can't move. She looks like she's trying to get up. We did contact the veterinarian's office where this procedure was performed. They said they would not offer any statement at this time. They said they wanted to verify that it was, in fact, Mia that was brought to the veterinary clinic. I did speak with a woman on the phone who said in her 26 years in the office, she's never seen anything like this before. So
I find it interesting that they want to confirm that it is in fact the same dog.
Like the guy.
Like he has another one that looks just like it and also has spinal problems.
Yeah,
that
he's just fucking with the...
I mean, he could be. Like the main reason I think that's a weird thing to think is the specific spinal problems that the dog has.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could be a douche that's trying to scam the system, you know, like, oh, you killed my dog, but didn't really. Now I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
However, within this story, it makes no mention of anything like that. Yeah. Like he's
just got to do it again.
And now he's suing for $1 million. No, it doesn't say anything like that.
So why investigate? Yeah.
I think they just, you know, for their own purposes, they're like,
so, yeah,
just need to confirm it's the same dog. It probably, you know, is fairly easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sounds like a douche thing to say.
It does.
In the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about not killing your dog right and having to do it again. Our bad. But we're going to have to check the dog just to make sure you're not fucking with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sad story for this family having to go through this twice. Reporting live in Redford, I'm Tom Waite. Channel 7 Action News. Dinah, back to you.
Well, Tom, first of all, before we move on here, is there anything to be done to save Mia before they have to go through this again?
Well, the only surgery that could be done now is a spinal surgery. It's experimental. It's very costly. And the family that lives in this house is already going through some financial issues. They can't afford to pay for that. And even if it were successful, it would take an extreme amount of care to make sure that the animal was recovering afterward. And there's no sure thing with this. It may not even work. Back to you.
All right, Tom, thank you for the live report. We'll keep following the story.
Sad business.
Yeah, I can... in a way relate, like I have a cat that required some medication and some surgery because it had some cancerous bullshit. I can't even pronounce the disease, but it cost like $3,200.
Yeah.
And I thought about this and part of me is like, it's a fucking animal. Put it down. Get a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was attached. So I'm like, how... horrible is it to say fuck it when I can make do just eating minimally every week and saving that money, you know, to pay this bill off, you know, like I don't need to go out every night and celebrate like an asshole. I can make do. I can figure ways out to save up for this thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's an animal.
Well, it's sort of like the grief I gave my mom when she had her cat put down. Like,
yeah.
I remember saying to her, you know, if this were me, you'd figure out a way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a kid, you don't.
But that's not really fair. I mean, it's not me. It's a cat. And I like cats, you know, and if I had a cat, like at the time, I was very attached to it. But I think a lot of that actually is kind of in your head, too. I think you personify it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You give it a name and stuff. It becomes a little person, even though it's really not a little person. But it becomes like a part of the family if it's a pet. And so, it, you know, it's a big deal to fucking kill the thing.
It's weird, though. If you put it in another home, it can make do. It'll, you know, be fine. It'll play around. But it, you come back, it the thing will remember you, you know? It's just, it's...
Maybe. I think it depends.
I guess, but it's just...
Well, for one thing, it depends on the pet. Like a cat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cat and a dog, maybe. But, you know, there are lots of pets that would barely remember you when you are there every day. Yeah. But I still think, like, it depends on how old they were when you got rid of them and how long it's been since the last time you saw them.
Yeah.
You know.
But if I had a pet in pain, for sure, I'd have to put it down. I mean,
yeah.
And if they said, yeah, it would cost this much, I've done that before, but the pet I had wasn't in pain. It just had like this cancer. So it was going to be in
just
pain.
A little cancer. No big
and
deal.
And this is going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
And most, the vet said, you know, nobody would say, go on with the procedure. They'd say, put it down. I have relatives that have put animals down because they pissed in their fucking house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they peed in the corner, put it down, and they will put it down.
That's a real old school mentality, and I don't even know why those people have pets.
Yeah.
Why did you get a dog or cat?
They're so separate from it, but they have it. Like,
I think
that's
like the old school mentality of like a farmer who would have a cat, not because they want a cat, but because they need something to kill mice in the barn.
Yeah.
You know?
This thing makes me happy.
It's a tool. It's not a. Yeah. It's not a pet. It's a tool.
Yeah. That's sick. Jesus.
I don't think it's sick. It's just.
To me, it's sick. I don't know.
It's just. It's. It's.
It did nothing
different.
Wrong. Other. It. It didn't know any better.
Yeah. I do think that's. I do think that is a. I meant the mentality. I don't think is necessarily sick. Okay. But yeah. But that extreme of killing it because it peed somewhere you didn't want it to. Yes, yeah. I do think that's kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no real reason. But do you think the guy should sue? That's kind of
no way.
The point, I guess. Well, not the point, but like
how in any way is that their fault? They did it twice.
Well, technically it's entirely their fault. They were supposed to kill the dog and they didn't kill the dog. I don't think it was necessarily a case of like gross negligence or anything. It sounds like they did what they were supposed to do and a mistake was made, you know, and that happens. Yeah. And the fact that it doesn't happen very often, like I could see somebody saying, you know, this is the first time I've ever heard of this happening. This is ridiculous. It never happens.
Yeah.
That actually, to me, just makes it sound like it was bound to happen. You know, it's about time.
Yeah.
It happens so infrequently because the odds of it happening are so low.
Yeah.
So now it happened.
But what would he sue for? Like to euthanize the dog?
Malpractice? I don't know.
Like, I need to be compensated for what?
Well,
emotional damages?
Yeah, people...
Seriously, come on.
Yeah, maybe. People sue... Like, I don't understand where they come up with their numbers because, like, you might somehow get screwed out of $500 and you'll, like, sue and end up winning, like, $10,000.
Yeah, I never understood
where did
that.
The rest of that come from?
Yeah. Well, there's pain and suffering and stress and some of it's just, you know, reward, you know.
It's magical.
Yeah, it's just magic.
It comes
money.
Out of thin air.
You wronged me. How much money do I want?
Hmm.
You ran over me with your car. I the judgment? $2 million. What?
And even like if I sued you for like $10 million,
yeah.
And the judge was like, well, you win, but not the $10 million. You win $5 million.
Yeah.
Like, is I don't really know how it works, but that could happen, right? So you might as well
like
just
it.
Say,
it
I sue
like
you for $100 billion because you're going to get something. You might as well shoot for the moon.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I don't think I could do that. You know, like
no
a
way.
Part of me wants to say, you know, if I had the opportunity, like the more logical part of me wants to say, if I saw an opportunity to make myself look like a little bit of an idiot, but also become super fucking rich because I sued like McDonald's for spilling coffee on myself or something.
Yeah.
I should do it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could. I don't think I could do it because I'd feel like an asshole.
Same here. Yeah. And I couldn't get over that feeling.
And like the weird part is like, I don't give a fuck about McDonald's. Like, oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, McDonald's. Like, yeah. You know, why would I feel like an asshole towards this giant corporation that really is more or less faceless? You know, who am I hurting really? But I would feel like an asshole because of the overall concept of it.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. So that was a bummer, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
That's not the first time, I think, that Gary has kind of linked us to a sad story about animals.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, man.
It's just kind of a bummer.
It's kind of a downer, yeah.
I feel like we need to watch Lemon Babies again.
Yeah.
I got an article here.
All right.
That kind of makes me feel good about myself, except that I just changed this. Smart people sleep late. New research bound to reignite old debate about early versus late risers. Sleep is a fundamental component of animal biology. New evidence confirms that in humans, its timing reflects intelligence. People with higher IQs, intelligence quotients for those who don't know. So this article was not written for people with higher IQs. People with higher IQs tend to be more active nocturnally, going to bed later, whereas those with lower IQs usually retire to bed sooner after nightfall. The precise function of sleep is arguable, but accumulating evidence shows that lack of sleep in humans and animals can result in obesity, high blood pressure, and reduced lifespans. Drowsiness impairs mental performance. For instance, 37% of all motor vehicle accidents are caused by drowsy motorists, according to University of... Blah, 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 blah. All of this part is boring. I forgot where the good part comes in. One of the most controversial and significant recent findings is the correlation in humans between the earliness slash lateness of sleep preferences and intelligence. Robert Boliz at Semmelweis University and his coworkers have shown that encephalograms during sleep illustrate how sleep elements are directly related to wakeful cognitive performance. Studies by researchers H. Shaliason and colleagues show the timing of intervals of sleep correlates closely with student academic achievement. I'm getting somewhere.
Okay.
Extensive research by Satoshi Kanazawa and colleagues at the London School of Economics and Political Science have uncovered significant differences in sleep timing preferences among people depending on their IQ scores. People with higher IQs are more apt to be nocturnal night owls. Those with lower IQs tend to restrict their activities primarily to daytime. I'm trying to figure out where I need to stop. People who prefer to go to bed early and who are early risers demonstrate morningness. This is funny, their terms, morningness. Whereas those whose sleep patterns are shifted later demonstrate eveningness. Researchers say eveningness tends to be a characteristic of those with higher IQs. According to Kanazawa, ancestral humans were typically diurnal, and that a shift towards more nocturnal activities is an evolutionarily novel preference of the type normally found in more intelligent individuals, demonstrating a higher level of cognitive complexity in the practitioners. Okay. Yeah, that's about where I could stop. Okay. So basically okay. They're saying smart people are nocturnal.
Yeah.
Are more likely to be nocturnal. And I think from when I read this earlier and kind of there's more to it actually, but I'm not going to go through it. But it seems to be like kind of the same reason that smarter people are more likely to be depressed, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like dumb people are more likely to just be dumb and happy.
Yeah.
Whereas smarter people are more likely to overanalyze things and stuff like that. And I think, and this is partly just me extrapolating and coming up, you know, with my own hypotheses about it. But I think part of the reason that smarter people tend to be more likely to be nocturnal is things like when I try to go to sleep, I have a lot of trouble. And one of the reasons I have a lot of trouble is because when I'm laying there doing nothing, it's just my brain going.
Yeah.
Brain, thinking about stuff, having hypothetical conversations with other people, replaying conversations I've had before, dreaming up crazy inventions and things, just all kinds of crap, just going through my head. Brain, song stuck in my head, whatever. Can't turn my brain off. So that makes it harder to sleep. Also, I get this feeling like if I go to bed, like I work a regular, basically 9 to 5, I work an 8 to 4:30 job. I get home after that. And lately I've been going to bed at 10 o'clock. It feels like my entire day was at work and then the rest of it was just sitting for a few minutes and getting ready for bed.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So I would stay up until like 3 in the morning because I feel like I need more day.
Yeah.
And I would end up sleeping 3 hours because I need more day.
Yeah.
Whereas I think dumb people are just like, fuck it, I finished watching Full House, I guess it's time for bed. You know?
Yeah, it's routine.
I didn't have anything else to do anyway, you know?
Exactly. I have the same problem, yeah. There's this quote, and I can't say it's exact, but it says, like, it's an Einstein quote.
Oh, good.
Like,
I can't wait for you to misquote Einstein.
If you could look this up as I speak.
You'll have to tell me part of it, though.
Basically, it says like smarter people will talk about ideas. Average people will talk about events, and simple or stupider people will talk about other people. Have you heard that before?
No, but I like it.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like from the people I've met in my life. With me, I'm thinking of ideas a lot, especially at night. Before going to bed.
Right.
Like ideas, not just thinking about like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. But I'll, you know, free myself and think, oh, I have this idea, like creatively, because we're both creative. Like,
yeah,
I want to make this comic, or I want to,
yeah,
thinking about this song.
A lot of the stuff I think about when I'm trying to sleep, for example, is like things that I want to make, yeah, or things that I want to make happen.
Yeah. And I may not come across as a intelligent person, but that creative process is always going through my head, and it does affect my sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think being creative or potentially having, you know, more creative, I don't know what you want to call it, would sit, make me have a higher IQ at all.
I don't, have but, you ever, I know we've talked about IQ before. Have you ever taken an IQ test?
I haven't.
Oh.
But I know it's going to be average. I just know.
I don't know.
Because it deals with certain things I've heard about that you've talked about. And
I know, yeah, I know I've talked before about how, like,
it's like
the IQ test really isn't a it's really a no test can really be a measure of intelligence.
Exactly.
Per se.
Everybody's different, but, depending on everything.
But they're also kind of biased, like culturally biased and stuff. Like there are questions on there that you couldn't answer if you weren't familiar with the concept in some way, which is not, you know, if it's, it's like if you've never been told about it, that's not your fault. That has nothing to do with your intelligence.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit biased.
It is.
But what was I going to say? Oh, my grandpa. I was talking to my dad today.
Yeah.
I called my dad just because he emailed me the other day about my birthday or whatever. And so I called him just to say hi or whatever. And we were talking about my grandpa. My dad's a really creative guy. And we were talking about all our hobbies and stuff and how we have too many interests. And he was telling me that my grandpa, he retired and he's bored. He's one of those guys who gets bored because he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
And I was saying to my dad, you know, like, I can't imagine, like, having more time. I can never have enough time. Like,
exactly.
I can't imagine having no interest. Like, all my grandpa does is watch TV and sleep. And he's like, I wish I had a job because I'm bored. And he went out and got a job just to keep him busy for a while.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Same here.
I'll never have enough time. And I'll always have more ideas than I do time to accomplish them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine. I think you and I have talked about this on the show. Right. I can't imagine being a person with nothing, with no no hobbies, no interests, no aspirations.
Yeah.
That's insane. And I think that's a lot of people. And I think that tends to be the lower IQ score people.
Yeah, exactly. And I will admit, I'll sit around at night just chilling, watching stupid videos of people failing at life.
Sure.
And what do I get out of that? I think it's like
it's entertainment.
It's not inspiration for anything in particular, but it's compensating for my lack of something. Like I'm in a way with my life and being a slave, you know, I get 2 days off and few hours after work each day. I need more time to myself. So after a hard day, I watch this bullshit. Mindless bullshit to make me feel better about this bullshit situation, you know, because I can't really rant about it because we're all, I don't know.
Well, you could.
I could.
I don't know.
Way of explaining that.
I think maybe you're reading too much into it. I think it's just fucking entertainment. Are you talking about like watching stupid videos of like people like trying to take a skateboard ramp and like falling off?
It's not just that. It's like like images that are circulated, like viral everything.
Like lolcats and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Yeah. It's entertainment. It's just entertainment. It's memes.
Memes.
Not everything has to be, you know, highbrow.
Yeah.
And it's entertainment. Everybody likes some form of entertainment.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's a thing that you enjoy watching or listening to or whatever, and doesn't necessarily have to be teaching you anything or you know, filling the hole left by an unattentive parent or something, you know.
I feel like it's filling a void. I deal with assholes every day, so when I see some random person, I put a face on that person and see them smash into the fucking floor and their nose is bleeding, and I'm like,
really? That actually sounds insane to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
it sounds insane. Like it sounds like slightly sociopathic to me.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it also sounds like something you'd see in an 80s sitcom, like, I keep trying to hit the ball in baseball, but I just can't do it.
Oh, well, pretend it's that person at work that you hate.
Okay.
And then you see their face coming at you and you smack the ball out of the park.
You know, I don't know.
I hear you.
I'm just
throwing shit out there.
I don't have that. I do know, you know, to a certain extent, certain forms of entertainment are escapism. You know, you live vicariously through this form of entertainment. You watch a TV show and the story and the characters and stuff. You like these people and you wish you were there to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And so it's like an escape. Same thing with books and stuff. Mm-hmm. But with those videos where people are hurting themselves and things, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the point is just, oh, that's funny. It's like a joke. What's the point of a joke?
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Like, I don't hear, you know, a joke about a farmer's daughter and then like go, yeah, that's fulfilling some need of mine, you know, some deep-seated psychological need.
I'm not saying that's a matter of fact with me. It's like
I'm not saying you're wrong,
like,
either.
Why do I watch this? I get entertainment, but it's stupid.
I'm more saying
and
that
I
if
spend
that is
hours
why
up on it, you know.
I'm more saying that if sometimes that is why you watch these things, that's not why I watch them.
Okay.
Not necessarily that I am.
Okay.
Am calling you a liar.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I just like funny cat pictures.
Same here.
Yeah, you know. I've been sending your girlfriend a lot of pictures of animals.
Oh.
I keep finding them on the internet.
She said something today. With all this bullshit that's been going on with us and a lot of bullshit going on.
Okay.
I'll say that. You have made her day each day.
With those little
she
animals?
She said this to me, yeah.
I think my favorite was the raccoon holding a kitten. That was the best one.
And I was like, really? For a
second. Like, I don't know how that happens.
Because
a raccoon holding a kitten.
It almost, like, between us, it feels like an inside joke, but
yeah,
like, get it? Cute animal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It goes deeper than that.
To a certain extent, it is sort of an inside joke, because part of the reason I keep sending her pictures of cute animals is because I know.
You know.
Like, because she would crack me up because she was cracking herself up looking at pictures of cute animals.
Yeah. Like, there's some website out there, yeah. Like,
I would see her sitting at the computer just laughing and laughing, and she's looking at a page that's just pictures of snakes. And I'm looking at the same pictures, and I didn't get it. I don't know what you like so much about. I mean, I get, like, they're cute snakes or whatever, as far as snakes can be cute, but yeah. I didn't get it, but she's cracking up.
It's got to be.
Loving it.
It's tapping into her past.
So every time I see something like that, I immediately think of her, and that's why I've been sending them to her.
Yeah.
But I'm glad she's enjoying them.
Oh, yeah, for
that's
sure.
Good.
So keep them coming.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have a steady supply of them. I just have been finding
I don't
them
mean to
here and there.
I know
keep
you're
them coming.
Just, I know you're just, you know, throwing it out there, but
right.
To hear her, she's like, oh, it really makes my day.
That's fantastic.
I'd like to throw that on you like it's, ooh, I shouldn't
so keep
skip
it coming
a day.
Because
I shouldn't skip a day. Otherwise, she'll have a
makes
bad
dealing
day
with her so much more pleasant.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Where are we at? You want to keep going or should we call it quits? We're at like, we're over an hour.
I say we take a break. And come
okay,
back.
And come back?
Yeah.
All right. We will be back.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kid you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
You know what, on second thought, I got real sleepy on the break.
Okay.
And I feel like
we've thought a lot about this. Yeah.
We've done a pretty decent show here, and you know, I don't want to ruin it with a sleepy segment.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or Orion at ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Of course, you can always leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And of course, there are the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forums and the Facebook and the Twitter. Facebook.com/itchat, Twitter.com/itchat. When you laugh when I'm doing this part, I feel like it's because I fucked it up.
No.
Because I have fucked it up before.
Although, let's take a break.
Yeah,
second thought.
Was it this last week that, like, you guys accused me of fucking it up? like the phone number? Like you?
Oh yes.
You said I said like 555581.
That was me.
And I didn't.
I heard.
Man, you guys were mishearing me the whole episode because you also thought I said bag.
We were all
package.
Drinking. Man.
Yeah, I was drinking vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
So.
Oh, and of course, during these last month and this month especially, you can donate.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Orion. We're going to get sued for me singing this tune because it's still copyrighted. Fuck you, copyright holder. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so that's that.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll check you next week.
Yay!